I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A 30-year-old tennis instructor in Miami was arrested last year for hitting a 5-year-old student with a tennis racket.
Bink bonk.
The kid was acting up and swinging his racket around near the other kids, little punk. The instructor grabbed it out of his hand and hit him with it. Ow!
Ooh.
That's going to hurt a little bit. The kid ended up with a bruise on his arm and a bump on his head, and the instructor got arrested for child abuse. All right, is that child abuse?
Whoa. I mean, I guess it would be.
I mean, you can't hit a kid, but like the kid's going around like a little a-hole.
Wow.
Hit everybody. Well, anyways, that's at least what happened. But now the lawyer is citing the state's stand your ground law in Florida. Like, you can protect yourself. You got to do what you got to do. Like, if you're coming at me, shout out, Alex. Had to stand my ground right there.
Yeah, little brat. And
he said the 5-year-old was an initial aggressor. He wants the charges dropped. He's arguing that the client stand the ground law would work, even though the kid's 5 years old. So he was trying to protect the other kids from getting hurt. The guy's never been in trouble before. He claims he hit him with the racket accidentally. The video looks like he smacked him hard, though, on purpose.
Ooh, ow. Yeah,
he's like, backhand! Forehand!
You could give head damage. And you know what happens to kids that get head damage?
What?
They become serial killers. It's like proven.
Oh, okay.
Like almost every serial killer had a major head injury when they were a child.
He's due back in court earlier next year. A 27-year-old woman named, I believe, Sabra, S-A-B-R-A.
Saber.
Sabra? Like the hummus?
Is it named after her?
What's the hummus? Didn't you just eat some hummus, live the web, girl?
Yeah, I did, and now my breath kind of smells.
Is it called Sabra?
I'm sorry.
Sabra,
I think.
Well, it's S-A-B-R-A, so we're going to call her Sabra just for fun.
We'll call her hummus.
All right. Well, here it is. Hummus was high on, help me out here with drugs, guys, MDMA. What is MDMA?
Ecstasy.
I don't believe you. You never even smoked.
Yes, it is.
Wait,
MDMA is ecstasy, or Molly. It's a form of ecstasy. One of them.
Live the web, girl. You know a lot about horse tranquilizers.
MDMA, I think, maybe.
I am absolutely right.
Yeah, it's ecstasy. It's okay. Ecstasy.
Look, I'll Google it. MDMA. Here, let's look at the official definition.
For sale.
Commonly known as ecstasy, is a psychoactive drug used primarily as a recreational drug.
Isn't it interesting? Alex is the first one that knew all of that.
Producer
I know
MDMA.
My drugs.
Yes.
I remember health class.
I never learned about MDMA in high school.
Yeah, it's Molly or ecstasy.
Man, my school must have been lame. All we had was marijuana.
It takes 30 to 45 minutes to kick in. It lasts for about 4 to 6 hours, and it affects your liver.
Oh. Well, I like all that except for the liver part. Okay. Well, this lady was high on that stuff on Saturday and driving the wrong way down the highway. Someone called the cops, and when they got there, they found hummus had driven the car off the road onto a hill, and she gotten out to dance on the roof. Once the cops started approaching Hummus, she tried to get away, but not in her car. Instead, Hummus tried to get away on a child's scooter. The cops quickly caught up with Hummus and arrested her. She was hit with several charges, including drug-related DUI, possession of a controlled substance, and destruction of property.
Yeah, not good. Stick to crackers, Hummus, not MDMA.
There you go. By the way, I kind of want to see. Everybody's calling in now. So
probably a bunch of druggies, right?
Hey, good morning. Informant number one, who is this? Hello, hello, Kala.
Hello, can you hear me?
No,
barely. Your phone sucks. Are you on an airplane right now? Okay.
No, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm in my car.
Okay, what's going on? Are you gonna tell me about drugs?
I think drugs are really bad. It's kind of ironic. I didn't even know you were talking about drugs. I'm actually going to the courthouse right now for my boyfriend's court date, and he failed a drug test. So that's kind of ironic.
What drug?
Are you shocked?
Yeah, you surprised? You're like, my boyfriend does drugs? What?
No, I mean, I knew he had kind of a problem when we got together, but he was signed up for classes to get help.
Uh-huh.
And he failed for marijuana, so I about beat his ass.
Yeah, that devil's lettuce will get you every time.
So are they going to lock him up now? Is he going to jail?
Well, he's been in jail since September.
Oh, that's a long time. So be honest, because he's not going to hear this yet. Did you get lonely during that time? Like, did you confide in someone else?
No.
No male strippers?
We've been together for almost 4 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I'm pregnant with his child. I'm like 30 weeks. Woo!
This is like a freaking sitcom reality show crazy.
Springa.
I don't know. Well, that's good.
Hopefully he gets out today, though. I'm hoping that we get some good news.
Hey, what's his name?
His name is Aaron.
Shout out to Aaron for failing a drug test.
Well, hey, we love it. That's awesome. Will you name the kid after us?
Actually, her name is Ariana. It's a girl, and I named her after him.
Ariana Alex.
Yes. I love you, Alex, so much.
Well, hey, thanks for calling in, okay?
Thanks. You guys have a good day. Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry
hey when she gives birth to Ariana, she's going to be walking side to side.
She'll be there all night. Been pushing all day.
Hey, have a good one, okay?
You too. Bye, guys.
Bye. We love it. All right. Do I even continue on? Because I think that was really good.
No.
Hold on.
Let's go out on a high note, please.
But this is a funny story. One more. Let me do you one more.
You're gambling.
I know. Rolling the dice. If this is bad, we can podcast it later and cut all this out. It's cool. By the way, if you want to check out anything you might have missed on the show, RadioNoIndy.com. Click on the podcast section. Someone took their service dog to a performance of Cats on Broadway. Okay, I got you so far.
They're like, this could be you, but you playing.
There we go. Well, during the opening number, when it first started out, the dog got away from the person that needed the service animal and started chasing one of the people dressed up as one of the giant cats.
Of course. You know, you could have guessed it.
Fortunately, an usher was able to grab the dog, took it back to the owner before it actually like caught the person and started eating him. A person for the performance cat said, quote, "It's in our storied history, this is the first time one of the actual cats was involved in an incident with a dog."
I love it.
Not making fun of people with service animals, just saying, like, what are the odds that a dog would attack a cat during the performance of Cat? All right, do me a favor. When we edit this, delete all this. This was terrible. I should have ended on the high note about being pregnant at the jail and
hummus
and walking side to side and pushing all night. Okay, there you go. You can check out the Dummy of the Day anytime, RadioNoIndy.com. Just go click on the Dummy of the Day right there on our podcast.